is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. It's been a historic weekend in Syria. Rebels toppled the government, which has been ruled by the Assad family for 50 years. Israel says it is currently watching events unfold there. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Israeli military officials say they are carefully watching the situation in Syria, and they are concerned that the rebel forces that took over Syria are not committed to the ceasefire agreement between Syria and Israel dating back to 1974. Israel deployed forces in the buffer zone between the two countries, fearing that rebels could enter those areas. Israel says it is not involved in internal events in Syria.
South Korea's president survived an impeachment vote Saturday, but his reign may soon be over. The BBC's Gene McKenzie is in Seoul.
President Yoon's party remained loyal, deciding not to impeach him. But it seems they had a price. The president must resign early, and until then will not be involved in either national or international affairs. It's not clear how long he can remain in office while seemingly not in charge. But Mr. Yoon's party is trying to minimize the political repercussions over his disastrous decision to impose martial law.
New developments in the search for the gunman who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. CBS New York's Derek Waller.
The net is tightening, and we're going to bring this person to justice.
Mayor Eric Adams speaking to reporters Saturday, revealing that police know the man's name, but are not yet releasing it.
Let him continue to believe he can hide behind a mask.
Citizen app video shows crime scene tape Saturday in Central Park, next to where an NYPD scuba team dove into the lake.
President-elect Donald Trump making his reentry onto the world stage, joining world leaders for the formal reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
There was much fanfare as President-elect Donald Trump arrived in Paris for the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral after a devastating fire in April 2019. Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron hugged and shook hands, what appeared to be a warm reunion.
It's an honor to be here. We had a good time together, and we had a lot of success, really great success working together on defense and offense, too.
Oregon has a lot to celebrate. The number one Ducks beat the number three Penn State Nittany Lions 45-37 in the Big Ten championship game on CBS Sports. In other college football news, number 17 Clemson knocked off number 8 SMU 34-31 to win the ACC championship with a last-second field goal. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Good morning, beat freaks. Who's ready to move? Let's start this day right.
Tasha's morning dance parties are meeting rave reviews.
Lose your phones and find your groove.
They need an ops manager to help their community dance the morning away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Artificial intelligence chatbots are now suggesting holiday gift ideas.
If you're scouring the internet looking for holiday gift ideas, you might come across an artificial intelligence chatbot that's able to help you discover or compare products. Call it conversational shopping. But when utilizing the service, it might be wise to be aware of its shortcomings.
It might give you incorrect information or bad advice. But then there's more systemic privacy questions, how data that people are putting into chatbots are used.
Director of AI and Privacy at the Consumer Federation of America, Ben Winters.
Some people like find it fun and cool, and there's definitely circumstances where it is useful for shopping, but I think a lot of people have found frustration with the amount of AI systems and how they've been sort of pushed through.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
According to the National Retail Federation, Americans are expected to spend an average of $902 on Christmas this year. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, breezy at times tonight, lows in the mid-30s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the mid-40s. Clouds increase Sunday night, stick around for most of Monday. Mild, though, highs upper 40s. Colder for the rest of the week. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus, yes, Santa Claus.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
lady.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
Going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Me, be your mind, be your mind. Lucky guy is what I am. Tell you why.
when you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side, oh, when times get rough, and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street,
sail on, silver girl, sail on by, your time has come to shine, all your dreams are on their way, see how they shine.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Bob Uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall.
information. Get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Lives in a very bad
part of town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do. I'm in love with you. And so I say now, hang on, Snoopy, Snoopy, hang on. Hang on, Snoopy, Snoopy, hang on. Yeah, 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 let's give it to him. Snoopy, let your hair down, let it hang down on me. Snoopy, let your hair down, girl, let it hang down on me. Yeah, come on, Snoopy,
come on, come on,
come on, Snoopy,
come on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Just salvation.